Last week, South Australia announced that it would end the controversial policy of using spit hoods on youth in detention centres, becoming the last state in the country to do so. There was public outcry when spit hoods, which are face coverings used to prevent correctional officers from being spat on, were revealed as being used on restrained children in juvenile detention centres. Advocates are pleased that young people will no longer be subject to these restraints, but questions still remain about the treatment of kids in the juvenile detention system. Toby Hemmings has the story.
The image of Dylan Voller, restrained in a chair with a white opaque spit hood over his head, shocked Australia in 2016. Now, 3 years on, South Australia has become the last jurisdiction to ban the practice being used on young people in detention, following the South Australian Ombudsman's investigation into the Adelaide Youth Training Centre. Penny Wright, the South Australian Guardian for Children and Young People in Care, says that having a spit hood put on you would be a horrifying experience.
What it usually involves is a number of adults putting them into the prone restraint so that they're held face down on the floor so that the spit hood can be applied. You can only imagine how terrifying and frightening that would be, especially when you're having something applied over your face. There'd be a fear that you wouldn't be able to breathe.
While there is agreement that the policy ending is for the best, Cheryl Axelby, the National Co-Chair of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services, says it should have happened sooner.
South Australia in particular has had at least nearly three years to sort that situation out in regards to the use of spit hoods.
Even with the removal of spit hoods, there are still issues concerning how youth detention centres deal with children without impacting their rights. One of the recommendations from the South Australian Ombudsman's report was that the use of force should only be restricted to circumstances where it is necessary to prevent a person from harming themselves or others. Yet the South Australian government declined to accept this recommendation, meaning that corrections officers can still use force if detainees fail to comply with their orders.
The use of force by adults against children and young people is deeply troubling. In South Australia, the use of force is authorised where reasonably necessary to this day to maintain order in the centre. But what is reasonably necessary is always open to different interpretations, and as the Ombudsman's report states, that's actually out of line with most other Australian jurisdictions.
Penny Wright argues that the best method of improving conditions in youth detention centres is to keep them in the public eye.
The main way is to ensure that there is regular scrutiny of what is occurring within detention centres and transparency. It's absolutely important that the community understands what is being done in our name. Some of these children in South Australia are as young as 10, and I think most people just have really no idea. Many of the children and young people in South Australia in the training centre are actually on remand, which means they've not actually been found guilty of committing an offence.
She also believes that if the South Australian government wanted to keep at-risk youth out of the criminal justice system, a method of doing this would be by raising the minimum age of criminal responsibility. Currently, across the country, children over the age of 10 can be charged with a criminal offence, and this is a policy that dramatically impacts children from vulnerable backgrounds.
The increase in the minimum age of criminal responsibility for children and young people, which, as I said, in South Australia is still as young as 10, and yet we understand from all the brain science that's available now that children do not think like adults and aren't necessarily capable of deliberately committing criminal acts. I always say no child is born saying, when I grow up or when I'm a bit older, I want to end up in the detention centre.
Cheryl Axelby argues that through investing resources into communities, children can be prevented from entering the criminal justice system.
What we don't have enough of is a lot more support, particularly at the what I call the front end, like before children actually reach the justice system and to the attention of police. We need more investment at localised community levels so that we can actually assist young people and their families to actually, deter them away from the justice system.
Penny Wright agrees.
There's always a particular reason and trajectory that those children have experienced and walked that's brought them to this situation. And as a community then, we owe it to them and we must do everything we can to give them the possibility of a better future.
Penny Wright, Guardian for Children and Young People in Care, ending that report by Toby Hemmings.